It's part of the official record.
Okay, good afternoon. It is 1:30. We're gathered here in the commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the state capitol for a work session to discuss franchise fees. This was an issue that came up a couple of weeks ago at a meeting. And this is in Commissioner Crotius's portfolio, so I'm going to kick it over to him. I don't have any opening comments. Do you have any opening comments, Commissioner Christman?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I'll pass it over to you, Commissioner Crotius, and you can lead our discussion today.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Fedorchak. This stemmed from the December 16th meeting. We approved a franchise fee for, here it says the city of West Fargo. I thought it was
Horace.
West Fargo also has one.
Yep.
We've approved that previously.
Oh, it's I'm looking at the memorandum that cites the West Fargo case as well. But right, it was tied to Horace, but it also applies to West Fargo. And Victor, I see you've got some background information. But one of the things that struck me and why I wanted to have a work session on it, and hopefully I don't think it's going to take a lot of time, but I don't know that it's clearly identified on the customer's bill. So it seems like this could grow and grow in terms of municipalities determining that they want to place a franchise fee on whatever utility is operating in their area. And the customer looks at it on their bill, and if it says franchise fee, and I'm not entirely sure what the language is from the various municipalities, it really doesn't point out what that is. To a customer, if I looked at franchise fee, I'm just thinking the utility is charging me another $1.60 or whatever it is per month. And I think it should be clearly defined. I did talk to Jack about it. He doesn't feel, from a legal standpoint, and Victor, you can weigh in on this too, that, or maybe it was a conversation with you or both, but that if we didn't grant recovery, it would be considered a taking. So we really don't have a choice.
You said he doesn't feel that way?
He feels it would be a taking if we denied the franchise fee request, and that there would be a pretty strong argument from the utility that, no, this would qualify for recovery. So if that's the case, that it would qualify for recovery and otherwise be deemed a taking, then let's identify it properly on the customer's bill. And I don't know what the exact wording should be, but wording in some form, and then to have it consistent, hopefully have consistent wording between different utilities if it's more than one. So that's my objective in all of this. Victor, you can confirm that it would be a taking if we didn't allow it. And maybe I had the conversation with you last week.
I think Jack and I had a conversation with you just kind of theoretically about it.
Right.
It could probably be, and I don't want to say definitively, I mean, I don't even know if Jack would want to say definitively it would be a taking, but it would be an argument, certainly, that the company could make.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty strong one, honestly.
Right. So,
go ahead.
Well,
question
I'll
on
just,
the whole.
I'll just tie up one other question before and it doesn't have to be answered now, but just it's West Fargo, it's Horace. Is it also Grand Forks and Fargo?
I'll actually get into that in my
okay.
documents here.
Okay,
I have the whole, there's a whole lot of cities, actually.
Yeah.
So anyway, you heard what my objective is and
yep.
provide some consistency and clarity to the customers.
Sure.
Just to understand a little bit a little bit more clearly, the authority for us versus the locals, et cetera. So, at least in my very kind of crude analysis or thought on this, do we have any authority over this piece? Because it feels like the Century Code must allow locals to charge a franchise fee. It has nothing to do with us.
Right.
And so if they can charge it, then they have to collect it, and they collect it in the bills. And so there's probably other things in the bills that we don't have any say over either. Maybe there's some other taxes, et cetera. I don't know. I haven't looked that closely at every line item on the bill, but do we even have, like, what would be our authority to say no?
Sure. And I thought I had found the Century Code reference at some point that says they can, the municipalities can charge franchise fees. I know I've seen it. I just couldn't find it before the meeting. So we can double check with Jack and find what the actual reference is. But it's essentially the cities or municipalities are charging the utilities for access to their rights of way and to essentially do business in their city.
Yeah.
So
it's a local government thing.
Yep. Yep. So it's not likely we have any authority to allow or disallow the fee. It's just kind of a question of what happens to it once it's charged. And in the vast majority, what happens is it's charged back to the customers in the municipality. Mm-hmm. And I have verified, so all three utilities, so it's a combination of electric and gas. All of them have indicators in their billing system to ensure that only customers that are in that municipality are charged that fee. They will have issues with it from time to time, but they get those found and fixed pretty quickly. But they know, for example, if, you know, MDU might serve customers outside of the city limits, but right next to the city limits, they have an indicator to make sure that that person outside isn't charged that franchise fee.
Okay. Sure.
So the three documents I have in front of you are just kind of the details from each company. The first one was just from Excel. I asked all three of them to list out for us which municipalities require the franchise fee and how much they are. So I guess different number of pages in, you know. So NSPs, I think we're, fourth page in there. This would be the electric side. So Cummings, Fargo, Grand Forks, Hatton, Larimore, and West Fargo all have a franchise fee. And you can see there's a little bit of a difference there with Cummings. I found that interesting that it's an unincorporated community versus an incorporated. So I'm a little curious how that would play into the idea, because where do these funds go for a unincorporated community? Likely to the township or the county, but in any case, I thought that was interesting. And that fee appears to be a per customer fee versus a percentage. And we do see that variation throughout as well. Most of them are a percentage, but some of them are a per customer or per meter charge.
Can you repeat where this list is for NSP?
So in the file where the from on the very first page is David Cedarquist, the fourth page of that should look something like this.
You said coming.
Oh, there. I got it.
Yep. So on that page, item A is Cummings, and then they have a U beside it, and if you go down to the bottom, indicates unincorporated community. So that would be so those are the municipalities charging that fee for NSP Electric. The following page is NSP Gas, and a similar listing there. It's interesting to see that variation. So the city of Grand Forks charges it to everyone but the University of North Dakota, which makes it a little bit different. And then the next couple of pages are examples of how it shows up on bills. And I believe I highlighted it on each page. That first page doesn't actually have that fee on it. You have to go to the second page of that bill. Have it highlighted in green there. They call it city fees. And this would be for... I forget now. Somewhere here I saw the city that this was for. In any case, this is an electric bill, and it's called city fees. The following page is a gas bill, and that also says city fees. And there's variations, you know, so not all three of them call it the exact same thing. Some of them actually call it out by city, you know, like Valley City franchise fee, for example. So it's, I would have to verify with all three of them if we wanted everybody to call it the same thing. We could likely do it, but I'll just have to verify that. So that's all for Excel, unless anyone has any questions on that one specifically.
I will say on that point, it seems like it would be more clear to a customer that this is something being imposed by my community, by the leadership of my community on me, and just using the utility for a tool if it said city of whatever franchise fee as opposed to just a franchise fee or something. It almost sounds like maybe it's the franchise of XL.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
I don't want municipalities to be able to hide behind that language, so to speak.
And yeah.
So if it's so city sales tax or whatever.
I do kind of like when they have the community name on associated with it.
Certainly.
And I think we do have we may not be able to prevent a city or an unincorporated city from imposing a franchise fee, we have a lot to say about how the utility bill is presented to the customers.
We certainly do.
Okay.
The next one should be from Pete Bython, which is Otter Tail Power. Page 2 of that packet there has the community listing. Similarly, we have the very differing, you know, Wahpeton has 3% with a cap, which I think is interesting. Then McVille, $3 per meter. Edgeley with a very small 1% of bill. Rugby with a $2 per meter. And then again, Judd with the 1% of bill. If you're kind of thinking about these and how much do they really cost a customer, the $3 per meter, for example, really strikes me as that could be significant. If you are living in an apartment in that city, for example, that could be 20% of your bill. So I just thought that was something to think about anyway. Again, not something we have any say over necessarily, but it's interesting to think about. Then the next couple of pages are, again, they're how they present it on the bill. They simply call it franchise fee. In both of those examples, one was from McVille and one was from Wahpeton. So for Otter Tail, and the final one there from Travis Jacobson is MDU. And again, the second page here is the listing. And so, actually, sorry, at the bottom of the first page it begins. Hettinger City Propane has a 3% fee, which actually the one positive that came out of this is we found that this franchise fee in Hettinger was not being charged back to Hettinger residents. It was a fee that they were paying to the city of Hettinger, and then it was an expense that was put into general rates. So essentially every MDU gas customer was paying a portion of that.
Every MDU gas customer in that community?
No. So
System-wide.
So it was just an expense item, yes. So it was something we found, and we're dealing with it in that rate case that's going on right now with MDU gas. So I don't want to get into too much detail on that part of it, but we are handling it appropriately.
So where you say it is not billed back to customers, that's like
that
flagging like this is wrong.
Right.
It should be billed back to customers.
Correct.
Okay.
Of that community.
Of that community.
To all their customers.
Right.
Because now it is being billed back to customers, not hitting our customers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I wasn't entirely wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty good part, but
entirely.
99%.
So Henninger. In Henninger, there was no line on those bills for this?
No.
But they were still giving the company, they were collecting it.
Well, it was an expense item on their general expenses, you know, so similar to other fees that they pay that we might be okay with, you know, like let's say participation in safe digging programs and things of that nature, this would be included in and amongst things like of that nature.
But so it was, how did they collect it? From who did they collect this fee? The 3%?
From, so propane. It was calculated based on propane customers in Henninger. But when they write that check out, they didn't get 3% extra from those propane customers in Henninger. So it was in general rates. So everybody who paid an MDU gas bill in North Dakota was contributing to paying the Henninger franchise fee. You know, when you spread it out amongst that many, it's a very small amount from each, but it didn't seem appropriate. So
Henninger got its money. It's just its residents never paid.
Correct. So carrying on. So we have City of Colm, 2%, some more fees based on account versus meter. And then we have Wahpeton again with the 3%, and then they again have the cap. So Wahpeton, this is the second time they're showing up. Otter Tail serves them for electricity, MDU for gas, or Great Plains Natural Gas, I should say, serves them for gas. And they have the same franchise fee for both, with both having the same $200 cap. And if we flip to the next page, you can see the different bill presentations. So that first one is a Valley City example where they actually say Valley City franchise fee. Following page is for Colm where it just says city franchise fee. And the final one there for Wahpeton Gas, just city franchise fee. So quite the variation, I think, in how it's presented on bills.
Well, I sure prefer when they do it like Valley City's bills do it.
Yeah.
Because franchise,
if you could make that happen, that'd be good.
Franchise, the word franchise and tax, would you consider that interchangeable or different?
I don't consider them the same. I mean, you know, franchise, I mean, when I was, right before the meeting, I was trying to find that the portion of Century Code that dealt with this. And if you search North Dakota franchise fee, you get a whole lot of stuff about McDonald's and, you know, things of that nature versus
so
this.
So if you said something like Valley City punitive tax, that would be a little too strong. Well, I don't know what the language is, but I agree that the city should be listed, and if it's Valley City franchise fee or if it's Horace franchise fee, just something that if I'm a customer and I read it, it's not coming from the utility, it's coming from my local city council, who's approving these fees. Sue?
Sure.
I just think, so Horace was the last one. Has this slowly grown over time, or has it been stagnant over the last decade?
No, it's slowly grown. So Horace, we had, you know, just last month, I think it was a year or two ago where West Fargo got their their name into the list to mm-hmm. get some money.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't recall having seen one prior to that. You know, I would assume it comes in waves. I mean, you kind of think about a city seeing that their neighbor is charging a franchise fee, yeah. and particularly, you know, city council members in particular. Okay, that we need a new water system. Let's throw a franchise fee up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a easy way for them to get some additional funding.
And we have some limitations on number of characters that we can.
I would imagine there's going to be a character limitation. I don't know what that would be. It's probably at least slightly different for each. But
from my perspective, I agree with Randy, and I'm perfectly fine with you working out the details with Victor on what kind of language you want to ultimately propose is included. But it seems fairly straightforward, like the city and franchise fee. I don't like the idea of calling it a sales tax or something like that, because maybe it technically is, but I think franchise fee is fairly accurate because they do provide a franchise to serve the city, and it's a fee for that. So
I can live with just calling it a franchise fee, but yeah.
I agree. I think it was a little tongue in cheek, especially the punitive part,
certainly.
But. If municipality, you're exactly right. I think word spreads, and hey, this is a really easy way to pull in some extra cash, and it's called a franchise fee. So no one really pays attention, and they think it's coming from the utility, and then we have to explain it, or you know, if they want to do it, and we can't prevent them from doing it, then they should own it. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. So, okay.
Sure. So, I can reach out to all three of them. If that's what the preference is, it's what it sounds like, the you know, city of whatever franchise fee, if everyone's on board with that.
I'm in agreement with that. Okay. And I don't, you know, we could just decide it. Or I think we just decided it.
Yeah, I don't think we even need a vote on it or anything like that. Just kind of billing changes, if memory serves, and I'll verify this, doesn't, I don't think, require commission action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
While we're on this topic, though, I'd like to go down another avenue. We're kind of wrapped up on that to move on, right?
I am.
So in thinking about this, and I've been back and forth, do I want to be the provocateur that brings up the really terrible idea and then someone actually does it? But while we're past our bill deadline, we got a couple months left to find people to potentially offer amendments, and so something could still be done. Imagine this. Now, as I've thought more about franchise fees, we're talking $2 or $3 in most of these, 1 or 2%, you know, relatively small amounts. How would we feel if a community proposes to charge $100 a month per meter, and so that they can brag about not having to charge property tax there? And just hope that people don't really read the bills that closely and blame us. Do we want to just ignore this and let the sky be the limit? They can just charge anything they want. What are we going to do if some community proposes something that's unethical, that you know only the old people have to pay this? Or Grand Forks is leaving UND out of the equation. So would we approve one that was discriminatory or something like that? And lastly is this, because I think this is the more likely reality, where let's look at the opposite of what Grand Forks did, where they imposed it on businesses and residences in their community but left UND out of the picture. What do we do with a community that has a school and maybe a courthouse and imposes it on the school and the courthouse, but leaves their citizens out? So now all the rural people have to pay taxes to run the school and the courthouse and are actually paying for the city franchise fee. There's a lot of things could go wrong with these franchise fees, but maybe I'm just jumping the gun too much, or should we be talking to legislators about putting some reins on just how far they can go with franchise fees?
My perspective is this stuff is Well, first I'd like to see what Century Code says about franchise fees. But my instinct is it's a local issue. They talk about it at their local meetings. They discuss it. Those people are elected by their local citizens. They can be thrown out by their local citizens. And if they want to do that, it's a local issue. That's without having looked at the Century Code and what it says our role is.
But in my last scenario, and that's really the one I'm the most worried about, the local citizen, the rural people don't get a vote on city commissioners.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So the city commissioners can impose something on the school and courthouse that their constituents don't.
But they
have
don't
to
do
pay
that
out
in the dark. I mean, that would have to be voted on publicly, the same way that, you know, sales taxes are charged to everybody, and everyone who comes here pays them. So, you know, the locals would be paying for the school and the courthouse too. It's just that it would only be the locals. So, again, I just don't see that. I'd need to have a more clear explanation of how that's our job to prevent that from happening. But again, I haven't seen the franchise fee stuff, so maybe we need to review that. I was going to just Google it.
I wish I would have printed that out. I read it, and it seems... Yeah, I read it. Maybe Jack provided it. It seems fairly generic that municipalities can charge franchise fees, and some do.
Yeah.
It's going to grow, but I would be a little, and the tough part on this is, and you said it, or one of you did, you know, I really don't want to put a spotlight on this to then have, you know, 400 other municipalities or however many out there all of a sudden go, oh, well, if 8 or 9 of them are doing it and they do the quick math, well, this seems like a real easy way to raise money and not get our hands dirty, which in, you know, the Valley City franchise fee, the way MDU is doing it, that's good because it's clear. But whenever, like, a city of Horace, NSP is going to include a message in the customer bills, and I think it would be fair for them to describe that this is a fee being placed upon you, you know, through your city commission, and for questions regarding the franchise fee, they could actually direct them to the various city commissions. I mean, if they want to do it, they have to own it. So, but I think it would be smart to, as mentioned, to look at the Century Code first and see if there's any type of a deficiency that needs to be addressed that would be worth pursuing, and with the trade-off being basically educating.
Another good one for Bismarck would be to impose it on the Capitol, strictly on us, let everybody pay for Bismarck streets.
Yeah, part of it, I don't know why they can't just keep it simple, the municipalities, and just, here's your property tax. You know, you've got city sales tax, you've got property tax. And it fragments it, it breaks it up, and it's a lot easier to push through, but it can generate a lot of money.
Yeah.
So next steps would be to review the language, or you'll find the language.
I'll find the language and send it out to you. So have the link to it. Let's see what it says. Send something.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think especially if someone has some reason why they can't identify the community.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Good.
All right. Sounds like we are done. Thanks.
So we get a half hour off now.